Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Information you need to get yourself and your loved ones one of those great policies from CETO. Let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo, get a fishing report. Captain Mike, we had some pretty breezy days in the middle of the week, but it was warm, and now we got down in the 30s. So what's that doing to the fishing in your neck of the woods?
Well, Don, I tell you, obviously, the big open waters are going to be dirty, and the southern shorelines of most of the lakes are going to be fairly dirty since the wind we had was out of the northwest. But this time of year, a lot of our fish are caught in deeper water, man-made type canals and bayous. So today, I would certainly be fishing the grass-lined bayous with a popping cork and live shrimp and bass and redfish and freshwater catfish are probably going to be your best target. I know that Rigolets Marina has a fair supply of nice live shrimp and plenty of areas you can tuck into and find some clean water. Gohegan's Canal is going to have plenty of good clean water, and the northern shoreline of most areas has several bayous up and down the intercoastal waterway that'll provide protection from the wind, and that water will be clean, a lot of grass in that area. So those will be a target zone for you if you're heading out today.
Mike, I don't know if you've had any of your customers ever request this, your customers, but if someone says they want to get out and do what they call a meat haul on the Sheephead, where would you suggest they go and try to catch them? How about some of those bridges right there across Pontchartrain?
That's true. The bridges across Pontchartrain, any structure, like Darrell Klupper was saying, structure of any type, pilings, concrete, offshore rigs, the gas wells that are in the various lakes, or even areas where you find lots of shells on the bottom is typical where you find sheephead. Plenty of sheephead get caught this time of year. I think they are in pre-spawn. I think they spawn in February. Not certain on that because I don't target them as much as other species, but I think they spawn in around the February time frame. I don't know if you'd call that early spring or late winter, but I think sheephead get a little bit more aggressive and easier to catch during that time frame.
You know, Mike, when I think of fishing sheephead, I think of a mutual friend of ours, Kenny Krieger. He's the king of sheephead, although he holds the number two speckled trout ever caught in the state. But, boy, he sure can get those sheephead.
Yeah, I enjoy the sheephead. They seem to be getting a better reputation. You don't get as big a yield off of them as you do other fish, and they're a little tricky to clean. But once you get the hang of it, very good meat and very flexible in what you could do with them. You could fry them, bake them. A lot of times I leave the scales on them, and we cook them on the barbecue grill just like we do redfish. And very good.
Yeah, they are. What is your best method for cleaning them?
I clean them fairly similar to how I clean a redfish. Start along the dorsal fin, and there seems to be a little bit of a trough in there where those fins go down. And you can get your knife without even having to cut through the scales and work it along the backbone, flip it over, cut through the belly, and then I hold it by the tail and cut back towards the head to cut through the rib bones. The tail gives you a good sort of a handle to hold on to it. And there's only, I think, 9 to 11 rib bones. So it's not that difficult to clean it all once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, and it's always better to have the bigger ones. You know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about sheephead, and I mentioned my recipe for boiled sheephead, where you simply cut the head off and take the entrails out. You wrap it in cheesecloth and drop it in the crab or crawfish boil and boil it for about 5 minutes and let it soak for 30 minutes. And then when you take it out and you peel that the cheesecloth off, the scales and the skin comes off, and you're left with all that white flaky meat that's got that great seasoned crab ball taste to it. In fact, a lot of people use that to make stuffed crabs and other recipes that call for lump crab meat. They use sheephead. It's a great fish.
It is. It is. You know, Don, that reminds me, many, many years ago when I first started guiding, and I don't even know if you can do this anymore, but I contacted Wildlife and Fisheries, and I got a biological profile on all the different species that I would like to catch. And that was interesting reading for me. You know, this is 25 years ago. But anyway, they had what they called a dockside value. And sheephead had a dockside value then of 99 cents a pound if it was sold as sheephead, but it had a $12 a pound value if it was sold as imitation crab meat. Just one of those things that kind of stuck out in my mind when I was reading about those fish way back when.
Interesting. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to check out your fishing availability and also the lodging at the Spots and Docks Lakehouse Lodge, I welcome them to find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your website and telephone number if they want to talk to you direct.
Well, Don, my website is AAofLA.com. You can find me under Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook. And the best number to reach me is 985-781-7811.
All right, Michael, thank you so much, and glad your voice is back. I know how that can be.
Well, thank you, Don. I'd also like to say your friend and my friend, Dutch Prager, has a birthday this week, and he is 98 years old. He's a frequent listener. So happy birthday, Dutch, and I hope you have a nice big piece of cake.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to Dutch. And they tell me once you make 100, you start over again. Then your next birthday is just one.
Oh, good. Hopefully we get to fish him when he's an infant.
He's great to have around anytime. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, if you like to paddle for your fish or pedal for your fish in one of those pedaling kayaks or a canoe, we got the report coming up with you for Brendan Bayard. He's with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. His report is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.